You can begin again, and I want to show you how.
You Can Begin Again, available now from Joyce Meyer Ministries.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth generation full service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
It said meditate. Now, the word meditate, it means to mutter, to imagine, to ponder, to decree, to command, to determine, order, decide. And it means to speak, talk, or utter. To mutter, imagine, ponder, decree, command, determine, order, decide, speak, talk, or utter. That's a whole lot more than just sitting somewhere with your eyes closed in a dark room just, you know, meditating. Well, that may be a form, you know, where you're thinking deeply about things, but it means more than that. When he told Joshua, don't let this book of the law depart out of your mouth, it was in relation to words, not just thinking. You know, yes, we think. We you know, deep calls unto deep. We, you know, imagine. We put all those faculties together, but here he's saying, Joshua, don't let it depart out of your mouth, but meditate. In other words, utter it, speak it, decree it, command it, talk about it. Don't replace it with anything else. And you know, in chapter 5, he told Joshua then, he said, now Joshua, see. There's a reason why God says keep it in your mouth. Because after a while, your eye is going to get in alignment with what you're talking about. You're going to start to see. See, it's through faith we understand. You know, when it's talking about understanding and seeing through the eyes of faith, it's not through the natural eyes, it's through the spirit eyes. And as you are talking about the Word of God, as you are keeping the Word in your mouth, a reality, a spirit dimension, or spiritual reality starts to come into play that would not be there had you not kept the Word in your mouth. The enemy would love to abort, cause miscarriage, because you've changed your language. There's a faith language that will produce after its kind, that will call upon those things you don't see and cause them to become reality as you keep that word in your mouth. So meditate. The next thing the Lord said is that if you will do this, you'll prosper and have good success. And ultimately, what good success means is to act in a prosperous way. In other words, I will prosper your way. I will prosper your way. No matter what your adversity is, no matter what your enemy is, no matter what your condition is, I will prosper your way. I will see to it. Heaven and earth belong to me. All the silver and the gold is mine. The cattle on the thousand hills belong to me. I'll show you where the good gold is. If you'll meditate in my word day and night, if you keep it in your mouth, because your words will produce after their kind. Proverbs 23:7, we know that verse well. It says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh. Now, words create images. Images in our mind. It's how we think that develops the character within, which is expressed externally through words. It's like a two-way street. The psalmist said, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer in Psalm 45. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. My tongue. Tongue has to do with speech. What tongue you have, it has to do with speech. My tongue is a pen. In other words, my tongue writes stuff. And my tongue writes things on my heart. It's a two-way street. It's through what you meditate on and how you talk. You know, someone that talks sickness all the time and disease or lack, poverty, you name it, or fear, guess what? Eventually, they are going to become very fearful because they are writing. Their tongue is writing somewhere. The psalmist said, my tongue is a pen. And it's either going to write in your behalf or it's going to write against you. The devil can say what he wants to. People can say what they want to. It has a degree of bearing, but at the end of the day, guess what? It's what you say that's going to make the difference. Is what you agree with or what you don't agree with. It's what's coming out of your mouth. Because everything produces after its kind. Now, if you just listen to other people and let them influence you, you'll be like a puppet on a string. Yes, we learn. We glean from other people. We listen. I listen to people. But at the end of the day, I realize what I say is going to determine my path. If I decree a thing, it shall be established unto me. My wife prays for me, speaks things over me, speaks things to me, but at the end of the day, it's what I say. I do the same with her, but at the end of the day, it's what she says. Come on, God made us like that. And everything will produce after its kind. Oh, if we get a hold of this, boy, will we be diligent? Will we be careful and precise and accurate with things coming out of our mouth? Hello? We wouldn't just be flippant with words. Or, you know, it's one thing when we're just kind of, I'll say joking or just kidding around. You know, that's all in play. But, I mean, when it's time to be serious, when things are on the line, you're not just saying any old thing. You are accurate. You are precise. You see, oftentimes we don't pray or say what we really mean or what we really desire. Jesus said, let your yea be yea. And let your nay be nay. In other words, don't mix it up. Don't mess it up. Don't cloud it up. Don't, you know, gray the area. Be precise. Proverbs 18 and verse 20. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. And with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. A man's belly shall be satisfied. We're not just talking about appetite. We're talking about spirit. Shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. Think about it a moment. Your spirit will be satisfied, content, fulfilled with the fruit of your mouth. See, people can encourage you, admire you, say all kind of good things about you all the day long. But at some point, you don't find that fulfilling. It doesn't hit the mark. What you find fulfilling is ultimately what you say about you. A man's belly shall be satisfied. You'll find satisfaction at the end of the day with what you say. That's where you find fulfillment, with the fruit of your mouth. And then with the increase of your lips, there's a filling and an overflowing. Let's take it up a notch. Let's talk a little bit about this language we call faith, or this faith language. The first thing I want you to understand about language, let me just give you a definition of language. It means the words, their pronunciation, and the methods of combining them, which is used and understood by a community. The form or style of verbal expression and a system of signs, symbols, and rules for using them to carry information. Okay? Language is, let me say, something verbal that is understood by a community, and language is used for carrying information. Now, what we are, I believe, experiencing today are dimensions of the kingdom that are being released into the earth realm. Amen? Now, what we must understand about these dimensions of God's kingdom that are being released into the realm of the earth is that the vehicle to carry these dimensions is language. I'm going to say it again. The vehicle that carries these dimensions of the kingdom is language. I've been privileged, of course, and some of you have traveled as well. We've been to places where we didn't speak the language. And you know, no matter how much we knew or how involved we wanted to get, there were some barriers. Amen. Somebody could be talking about you all kind of ways. You had no, you smiling at them like they're about getting ready to rob you or something. You just smiling. You don't know. See, the vehicle for these dimensions are language versus understanding language. It opens up a whole other dimension of things, okay? So the thing about language, number one, is the vehicle that carries these kingdom dimensions. Language, listen, language expands, it builds, and it enlarges the territories of the earth, both naturally and spiritually. Language. Language, now think about it a moment, language is used of God to unravel mysteries. Language is used by God to establish his kingdom. There's a language of the kingdom, and God uses that to establish the kingdom in the earth. Now, here's something interesting. There are three major languages that we know today, major languages. The first is the Hebrew, which the Old Testament, God brought it into the earth realm through the Hebrew language. The New Testament, he chose the Greek language, almost, I won't say universal, but almost universal. And today, guess what? God has chosen English. I want you to stay with me. English, it may not be forever in the day, but right now it's the universal language. You'll find English spoken everywhere. Maybe not by everyone, but everyone wants to learn English. You know, it's so important. You know, even when we go to Malaysia, you know, with the different dialects and languages they have, all the messages are in English, and they have Chinese interpreters, you know, with the headsets on and different interpretations of different languages, but the main language is in English. And so it's really like that. It's like that all over the world. But the Hebrew, the Greek, and today, God uses English everywhere. Not that there aren't other major languages, but that is a major vehicle that God is using today to establish territories and dimensions, all right? For expansion, he's using English. The bridge building, let me say, the bridge building language of the nations right now is English. And we just happen to be fortunate enough to speak English, you know, if that's all we speak. But you know, it's exciting to see how young Africans and in a lot of different places in the world, they speak not only their language, but they speak English too. And it's like they have an advantage on us because all we speak is English. But English is the bridge builder to the nations. Now, language has two effects on people. It affects people one of two ways. It will either divide or it will unite. Language will either divide or unite.
We are continuing in part 7 of our series entitled The Faith Crisis, The Language of Faith. Dimensions of the kingdom are being released into the earth realm, and the vehicle that carries these dimensions of the spirit is the language. Both naturally and spiritually, language expands. It builds and it enlarges the territories of the earth. It is used by God to unravel mysteries and establish territories and dimensions. God uses kingdom language to establish his kingdom.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.